Thank you. Thank you. I believe I had such a patient last Monday.
Broken incisor?
Yes, that's right.
Could you tell us what he looked like?
Oh, young man, about 30, nicely dressed, seemed very pleasant.
Did he say what had happened to his tooth?
Yes, he did, automobile accident.
Oh, so
he knocked it against the steering wheel. He wanted a new fitting right away.
Yes, sir. Agreed to make him a temporary as soon as I could. It should be finished tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
He offered to pay me extra if I'd hurry it up. I told him you can't rush a new bridge, even a temporary.
Did he give you his name and address?
Well, not me personally. My receptionist takes care of those details.
Yes, I understand. Would you mind checking with her?
No, not a bit. Excuse me.
It's about time we got a break. Hey, look out there.
Hmm?
Starting to rain.
Yes, sir, it is.
Yep, just like the paper said. It's going to be a wet winter.
Now, here you are, gentlemen. I had a copy down for you.
Thank you. Philip Seaver.
Yes, that's correct. His address is right there, too.
Well, at least we know one thing now.
What's that?
Why he skipped over the Argus Hotel.
Yeah?
He lives there.
p.m. Frank and I drove over to the Argus Hotel and we talked to the owner, George Argus. He told us that Philip Seaver lived on the second floor, room 23. He said that Seaver was a quiet young man who had been staying at the hotel.